It's Monday, February 23rd. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. There is not enough housing in Indiana. Republicans say too much regulation is hampering construction and have introduced a bill to increase housing options. A controversial Indiana bill targeting abortion-inducing drugs is effectively dead this session. And the South Shore Lines operator will have a new leader starting next month. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. There is not enough affordable housing in Indiana. Republicans say too much regulation is hampering construction and have introduced a bill to increase housing options. WFYI's Caroline Beck reports that the legislation is a priority.
The bill was in committee this week, and some Republicans voted against it because they believe it will take away too much local control. The bill aims to curb local zoning rules and expand the types of development that may be allowed without a public hearing. Over 2 hours of passionate testimony were heard, and it barely passed with a 6-5 vote. Senate President Roderick Bray would like some kind of compromise before the session ends next week.
Putting lots and lots of work into that right now, and so we're hopeful that it'll be a bill that we can get passed and that will be good policy.
Both sides of the aisle say they are committed to more cost-saving measures for homeowners. I'm Caroline Beck at the State House.
Indiana University's Board of Trustees approved a $100,000 raise for President Pamela Whitten last week, putting her salary at $1 million. A year ago, Whitten received a raise and a contract extension. In a meeting in Indianapolis, the trustees said the increase is based on comparisons with peer institutions. The unanimous vote came on the same day of reports that football coach Kurt Cignetti would get a raise to $13.2 million per year. The trustees also voted to adopt the Chicago Principles, a set of guidelines on free speech adopted by other universities. Last year, the free speech group FIRE ranked IU near the bottom of 257 universities. During the meeting, the trustees approved, and IU announced the creation of IU Inc., a nonprofit that the university says will accelerate public-private partnerships in areas such as biosciences, microelectronics, and national security. The trustees meet next on June 11th in Bloomington. A controversial Indiana bill targeting abortion-inducing drugs is effectively dead this session. WFYI's Farrah Anderson has more.
Senate Bill 236 would have expanded the state's near-total abortion ban by cracking down on medication abortion and allowing private citizens to sue people they believe violated the law. An amendment that abortion advocates feared could revive the proposal was not heard in the Senate. At a rally at the Indiana State House, lawmakers and advocacy groups warned similar language could still be slipped into other bills before the session ends. Democratic Representative Carrie Hamilton called the proposal cruel.
This is not the Indiana I grew up in, and it's not the Indiana any of us want to live in.
The legislative session is expected to end February 27th, leaving a narrow window for similar language to resurface. I'm Farrah Anderson in Indianapolis.
The South Shore Lines operator will have a new leader starting next month. WVPE's Michael Gallenberger reports.
David Deck will take over as president of the Northern Indiana Commuter Transportation District on March 16th. He comes to NICTD from the South Florida Regional Transportation Authority, which oversees the Tri-Rail commuter service. He says that gave him experience dealing with elected officials at the state and local levels.
I think that's really what probably the biggest thing I've learned coming up to Northern Indiana is that we are a part of the community, and as quickly as I can get in and establish myself and get to know everybody and start building those relationships, the better.
So far, he says he's impressed with Hoosier leaders' level of knowledge of the South Shoreline. I'm Michael Gallenberger in Elkhart.
And now, with a look at the events of the week, here is managing editor of The Local, Kara Hackett.
Thanks, Brianna. This week, you can get into the mood for spring with three plant and garden events around town. First, on February 24th at 7 p.m., you can learn how to recycle old plastic jugs into a winter seed sowing craft at the Little Turtle Library branch. including free seed packets courtesy of the Seed Library. You can also check out the first annual Indiana Plant Show at the Grand Wayne Convention Center on February 28th and March 1st, featuring more than 100 tables of plants. Tickets start at $10. Last but not least, you can also stop by the annual Fort Wayne Home and Garden Show at the Memorial Coliseum, February 26th through March 1st, and explore more than 650 vendors there as well. That's a quick look at our top things to do this week. For a complete rundown of local news, culture, and events, become a free subscriber to the Local's weekly email news brief at thelocalfw.com. Back to you, Brianna.
More news in a moment.
Hi, I'm Curtis L. Chrysler, a professor of English at Purdue University, Fort Wayne, and the current Indiana Poet Laureate. I believe WBOI enriches our local and regional community with vital news and information. It elucidates our government, education, economics, arts, and culture. It presents national and international coverage, enhancing our democracy.
Join Curtis in protecting public radio. Learn how at wboi.org/save. Here's what to know for today. Allen County officials have scheduled public hearings as the next step to creating a single countywide fire and EMS district. Governor Mike Braun signed a nuclear power deregulation bill into law last week. And the Indiana House of Representatives has passed a bill allowing syringe services programs to continue 5 more years. That's who and what for Monday, February 23rd. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter Frequency at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.